Analysis of the U.S. June 2026 Employment Report. Labor supply slowdown behind the decline in the unemployment rate and interest rate outlook. The U.S. June 2026 Employment Report shows that non-farm payrolls increased by 57,000 and the unemployment rate fell to 4.2%, but it also demonstrates that it is difficult to assess the strength of the labor market based on headlines alone. The key is to analyze the data holistically, taking into account the pace of employment growth, the labor force participation rate, wages, revisions to the previous month's figures, and the distribution across industries. A decline in the unemployment rate does not always indicate a strong labor market. It may be influenced by a decline in the labor force participation rate or a contraction in the labor supply. The increase of 57,000 in non-farm employment could be interpreted as a sign of a slowdown compared to the strong employment trend the market had anticipated. When the Fed is making interest rate decisions, wage growth and inflation trends become particularly important when a slowdown in employment clashes with wage and price pressures. Rather than concluding that the economy has turned based solely on a single month's data, we should consider the 3-month and 6-month averages, the revised figures for the previous month, and whether the trend is spreading across different industries. To expand this into a data-driven article, you should compare non-farm employment, the unemployment rate, hourly wages, and the labor force participation rate for the past 12 months on the same axis. Overview: the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, released the employment report for June 2026 on July 2, 2026. According to the report, non-farm payrolls increased by 57,000 in June, and the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.2%. At first glance, the decline in the unemployment rate is a positive sign. However, many market analysts interpreted this report not as a strong jobs report, but as a somewhat weak one. The reason is simple. This is because the growth in non-farm payrolls, the labor force participation rate, wages, the revised figures for the previous month, and the distribution of employment by industry provide a broader picture of the actual direction of the labor market than the unemployment rate alone. 1. Key figures from the June 2026 employment report, item June 2026. Figures: key takeaways. Non-farm employment growth plus 57,000 employment increased. But the modest gain suggests a possible slowdown in labor demand. Unemployment rate 4.2%, it fell slightly, but this should be interpreted in conjunction with changes in the labor supply. Release date July 2, 2026. This is a key monthly indicator that can be immediately reflected in the Fed's interest rate outlook and market pricing. The most significant contrast in this table is that while non-farm payroll growth was weak, the unemployment rate fell. This combination makes it difficult to view the labor market as simply strong. 2. Why the report is perceived as weak despite a lower unemployment rate. 2.1. The unemployment rate is influenced by labor supply. The unemployment rate is calculated as follows. Unemployment rate equals number of unemployed divided by labor force. Here, the labor force refers to the combined total of employed and unemployed individuals. Even if someone is not working, if they are not actively seeking employment, they are classified as part of the non-labor force rather than as unemployed. Therefore, even if the unemployment rate has fallen, if the reason is not an increase in employment, but rather people giving up on job searches, retirement, or temporary withdrawal from the labor market, it is difficult to conclude that the labor market has strengthened. 2. The growth in non-farm employment directly reflects labor demand. Non-farm employment is a business survey indicator based on payroll data from companies and government agencies. It is crucial for assessing labor demand because it shows how many jobs employers have actually added. The June 2026 increase of 57,000 does not mean employment has declined, but it is difficult to view this figure as indicative of a strong expansionary phase. In particular, if the figure is lower than the average of the previous few months, Or if the previous month's figure has been revised downward, the interpretation of a slowdown becomes even stronger. 2. Three revisions to previous month's figures can change the trend. The figures in the employment report are revised after their initial release. If monthly employment growth is low and the previous month's figure is also revised downward, it is more likely to indicate a trend slowdown rather than a one-time dip. Conversely, if the previous month's figure is revised upward, the significance of a single month's weakness may diminish. Therefore, when analyzing the employment report, one should not focus solely on the figures for the month of release, but should also examine the following three factors. This month's non-farm payroll growth revised figures for the previous 2 months, 3 month and 6 month average growth rates 3. Why it's important to distinguish between the establishment survey and the household survey, the BLS employment report is based primarily on two surveys. Category key indicators, what they show points to note establishment survey non-farm employment, hourly wages, weekly hours worked employment, and wage trends in businesses and government agencies does not fully reflect self-employed workers and some unpaid labor. Household survey unemployment rate, labor force participation rate, employment rate, individuals' employment, unemployment, and labor market participation status, high sample volatility and potential for monthly fluctuations. Non-farm payrolls come from the establishment survey, while the unemployment rate comes from the household survey. This is why the two indicators do not always move in the same direction. When, as in June, employment growth is weak, but the unemployment rate declines, it is necessary to examine both the differences between the two surveys and changes in the labor supply. 4. Why a slowdown in labor supply is important for interest rate outlooks. If the labor supply shrinks, the unemployment rate can remain low. However, this makes interpretation complex from the central bank's perspective. Two conflicting signals created by a slowdown in labor supply signal implications for interest rate decisions. Slowdown in labor demand signals an economic slowdown, which may increase the likelihood of an interest rate cut. Decline in labor supply, it can keep the unemployment rate low and maintain wage pressure, potentially making interest rate cuts difficult. In other words, signals that the labor market is cooling and that wage inflation may not subside can appear simultaneously. In such cases, the Fed looks not just at the unemployment rate, but also at wage growth, hours worked, the extent of hiring, and inflation indicators. 5. What does the Fed focus on when employment, wages, and inflation conflict? The U.S. Federal Reserve has a dual mandate of price stability and maximum employment. The reason the jobs report influences interest rate outlooks is that it affects both of these goals simultaneously. 5. When a clear slowdown in employment strengthens the case for rate cuts, if non-farm payroll growth remains low, the unemployment rate rises, and hours worked decline, this signals an economic slowdown and weakening labor demand. In such an environment, the Fed has stronger grounds to ease its tight monetary policy. 5. Too high wages and inflation may delay rate cuts. Conversely, even if employment slows, the Fed will find it difficult to cut rates prematurely if hourly wage growth remains high and service prices persistently hold up. This is because rate cuts could reignite demand and inflation while the labor market has not yet fully cooled. 5. Three key questions in this report. When reading the June report from an interest rate perspective, the key questions are as follows. Is the 57,000 increase in non-farm payrolls a one-off event or part of a broader slowdown in the trend? Is the decline in the unemployment rate due to job growth or to a drop in the labor force participation rate? Is the hourly wage growth rate slowing at a pace compatible with the inflation target? Was the employment growth concentrated in certain defensive sectors, or did it spread to private sector cyclical sectors? 6. Why is employment by industry important? It is difficult to gauge the quality of the labor market by looking only at the overall increase in non-farm employment. Even if the increase is the same, 57,000 jobs, its significance varies greatly depending on which industries saw the growth. Since the provided excerpt does not include detailed figures on increases or decreases by sector, the table below serves as an interpretive framework for reading the original BLS table. Quantitative figures should be verified in the original BLS employment situation report and the sector-specific tables. Industry group key points to check economic interpretation government and AMP. Public sector, to what extent does the increase account for the overall employment growth? Growth centered on the public sector may not indicate strong expansion in private sector labor demand. Healthcare and social assistance, whether stable growth continues influenced by demographic trends and demand for essential services. This sector may remain relatively resilient even during an economic slowdown. Leisure, hospitality, and personal services, whether growth is accelerating or slowing, reflects demand for consumer services and trends in the low-wage labor market. Manufacturing, whether there is a decline or stagnation sensitive to interest rates, inventory levels, global demand, and the capital investment cycle. Construction, whether the growth trend is maintained influenced by mortgage rates and investment in infrastructure and commercial real estate. Transportation, warehousing, and retail, whether growth is slowing or declining, can quickly reflect changes in consumer spending, logistics, and inventory adjustments. Professional and business services, whether growth is spreading, important for gauging corporate hiring intentions and demand for white-collar workers. A strong jobs report typically shows employment growth spreading broadly across various private sector industries. Conversely, if overall employment growth is concentrated solely in the public sector or specific defensive industries, labor demand may be weaker than the headline figures suggest. 7. How to distinguish between monthly figures and 3-6-month trends. Monthly employment reports can significantly move the market, but it is risky to determine the direction of the economy based on a single month's data alone. This is because survey errors, seasonal adjustments, strikes, weather, and temporary industry factors can all influence the results. Analysis criteria, how to check advantages, single month, figures, this month's non-farm payrolls, unemployment rate, and wages quickly captures the latest changes. 3-month average employment growth over the last 3 months reduces short-term volatility and indicates the overall trend. 6-month average employment growth over the past 6 months provides a more stable assessment of whether the economic cycle is shifting. Revised figures upward or downward revisions to the figures from the previous 2 months corrects distortions in the initial release. Scope of change, number of sectors showing growth versus those showing decline, helps distinguish whether problems in specific sectors are causing an overall slowdown. Even if the June figures appear weak, one should be cautious about concluding an economic slowdown if the 3-month average remains stable. Conversely, even if the monthly unemployment rate declines, a continued drop in the 3-6-month average employment growth can be seen as a sign of a cooling labor market. 8. The 12-month time series needed to expand into a data-driven article. This topic is more valuable as data-driven content than as a single article. For AI search and citation purposes, it is useful to organize monthly figures into a consistent table format. Recommended data fields, field description, source reference month. The month covered by the employment report, BLS employment situation report, non-farm employment, change increase, or decrease in jobs compared to the previous month, BLS establishment survey, unemployment rate, percentage of the labor force. That is unemployed BLS household survey, labor force participation rate, percentage of the population aged 16 and older who are in the labor force. BLS household survey, average hourly wage of private non-farm workers. BLS establishment survey, average weekly hours worked a secondary. Indicator of employment strength and labor demand, BLS establishment survey revision from previous month direction of revision to previously released figures, BLS employment situation data interpretation guidelines for non-farm employment. Present both the monthly figure and the 3-month average. When analyzing the unemployment rate, consider it alongside the labor force participation rate and the employment rate. For wage growth, examine both month-over-month and year-over-year changes. For employment by industry, distinguish between cyclical and defensive sectors. Check whether prior month revisions are being cumulatively revised downward. 9. Checklist for investors and policy observers. When analyzing the June employment report from a market perspective, the following sequence is useful. Check whether the increase in non-farm payrolls falls short of the consensus estimate and the three-month average. Check whether the decline in the unemployment rate stems from a drop in the labor force participation rate. Check whether the hourly wage growth rate is slowing. Check whether job growth is widespread across the private sector. Observe whether Treasury yields, the dollar, or the stock market react more strongly to the slowdown in employment or to expectations of interest rate cuts. Determine whether the next inflation indicator reinforces or weakens the signals for interest rate cuts from the jobs report. 10. Conclusion: the key takeaway from the June 2026 U.S. jobs report is not the decline in the unemployment rate itself, but rather the labor supply and the pace of employment growth underlying it. If the unemployment rate fell to 4.2%, while non-farm payrolls increased by only 57,000, it would be more accurate to view this as a situation where signals of both a strong labor market and a slowdown coexist. When it comes to the Fed's interest rate outlook, a slowdown in employment alone is not enough. Wage growth and inflation must both slow for the case for rate cuts to gain traction. Therefore, this report should not be viewed in isolation, but as a data point to be interpreted alongside upcoming inflation indicators, wage trends, and the 3 to 6 month average for employment.